right, and thank you very much. We're reporting today on week number 28 on our bowling calendar. Most of our leagues bowled the 28-week season, so most of those are wrapping up this week. A lot of the leagues are having their end-of-the-season fun nights, or roll-offs are going on for the league championships, so we'll keep going for a couple of weeks here. There's a couple of leagues that have a couple of weeks to go yet, so we'll have some scores to report on, I'm sure. First of all, we want to recognize a couple of ladies that participated this past weekend in the state tournament for the ladies, which is going on in Livonia and Westland. We want to congratulate two ladies for their participation awards that they received. The first one is Mary DeBoer, our association president, was recognized for 40 years of participating in the women's state tournament. And also one of our board members, Lynn Bursma, was received a 50-year award for 50 years of participating in the women's state tournament. So a couple of pretty awesome milestones there. Congratulations to Lynn and to Mary for their participation awards that they received this past weekend. We also started our youth tournament. Our Greater Holland and West Michigan USBC Youth Singles Tournament opened this past weekend at Northland Lanes, and I have some results from that tournament. Noah Vandervelde is currently in first place in Boys A Division with a 781. Jackson Scamper is currently in first place in Boys B Division with a 663. Landon Eipen is leading Boys C Division with a 783. In second place was Hudson Case, who has actually bowled his first tournament ever, currently in second place with 775. Thomas Barnes is leading the Boys D Handicap Division with a 662. In the Girls Divisions, Kira Twining is currently leading Girls A Handicap with a score of 713. And Adriana Eipen is currently leading Girls B Handicap Division with a score of 710. This tournament will continue on one more weekend, this coming Sunday, the 26th at 1 o'clock. And then we'll have the final results a week from Monday. And let's take a look at scores from week number 28. First of all, looking at the ladies' high scores, Christina Schurman from Sunshine with a 253. Christina also bowled a 237 pass this past week. Dawn Chamberlain with from Sunshine, 247, and also a 245 in Thursday Night Misfits. Laurie Kirkland from Northland Select with a 236. Jane Zichterman from Lake Effect League over in Douglas with a 235. Katie Vintainen from Sunshine, 232. Jennifer Servelle-Thomas from Starlight with a 224. Chelsea Bosher, Northland Select, 222. Monica Solis from Starlight, 221. Stacey Barnes from Sunshine with a 219. Two ladies, both with 217 games, finishing up the top 10 for this week. Phyllis Eif from Lake Effect and Rachel Handwerk from Saturday Night Fever. The high series for the week, Katie Vintainen from Sunshine with a 667. Dawn Chamberlain from Sunshine with a 656. Dawn also had a 653 and a 609 this past week. Christina Sherman from West Ottawa, 644. Christina also had a 608 in the Sunshine League. Laurie Kirkland from Northland Select with a 617. Sherry Medema from Sunshine, 612. Jane Zichterman, Lake Effect, 571. Jennifer Bloomfield from Starlight, 563. Belle Guerra from Saturday Night Fever, 563. And Carla Wigan Mendenhall from Starlight with a 557. And Skylar Beverwijk from Saturday Night Fever finishing up the top 10 this week for the ladies with a score of 556. The weekly scores for the men for week number 28. We're very pleased to report another 300 game. Jacob Pichocki from West Ottawa a week ago Friday had his first adult league 300. Jacob had a 300 in the past in the youth program over at Spectrum Lanes, but this is his first adult 300, so he's getting the USBC ring, also an award from the state of Michigan for the perfect 300, and also I presented him his plaque last week from Greater Holland USBC for the 300 score. Chris Wabick from Lake Effect, 289. Greg Cresswell from West Ottawa, 280. Brian Morin from Tri-City, 279. Paul Duff, also out of Tri-City, 278. Josh Johnson, West Ottawa, 278. Anthony Jordan from West Ottawa, 277. Keone Berrig from Rich Dahlman Memorial, 268. Philip Wigan from Saturday Night Fever, 267. Ryan James, Tri-City, 264. And also Adam Pardue from Thursday Night Misfits also had a high game of 264. High series for the week, Philip Wigan from Saturday Night Fever with a 750. Ryan James, Tri-City, 746. Brian Morin from Saturday Night Fever, 738. Brian also had 700s, a 712, and a 707. Connor Brookhouse, Tri-City, 737. Paul Duff from Tri-City with a 728. Paul also had a 716 in the West Ottawa League. Chris Wawick, Lake Effect, with 706. Anthony Jordan, West Ottawa, 703. Bob Zuberink, Tri-City, with 689. John Dorse, Tri-City, 685. And Keone Berrig from Rich Dahlman Memorial, also a 685. And that's going to wrap us up for week number 28, and we'll start going over some of our season scores as we approach in the next couple of weeks the end of another season. So thank you very much for the time, and we'll be sharing more scores along the lakeshore next week.